So, Mike, Avengers 4, and...
Oh, can't wait. I'm waiting on Ant-Man and Wasp now. And just so everyone is thoroughly reminded, Ant-Man and Wasp plays a vital role in Avengers 4 and Marvel moving forward, so don't miss it. Need to see it. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who doesn't want to know. I could say spoiler alert and talk about it, but...
So I was watching the trailer for Predator 2. I shouldn't have bothered. I should have been listening. Sorry. Waste my fucking time. God damn it, Barry. That's your fault.
Sorry, yo. Sicario comes out this weekend, man. Make up
for it. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I'll check it out.
All right.
I might watch it out 4th of July. Wait, so what were you saying about Ant-Man? Like,
well, I mean, pretty much it's the time travel aspect of
Feige came out a while ago, and I think it kind of got missed because Avengers had just come out. Nobody was really paying attention to anything he was saying if it didn't have anything to do with X-Men or Fantastic Four or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he said that Ant-Man and the Wasp plays an integral part in everything going into Avengers 4. Kind of like, you need to see that movie to understand what's going to happen in the next one, sort of thing. But nobody really talked about it. Kind of got brushed over. And so then the other day, he kind of repeated the same thing. And he's like, look, Ant-Man and the Wasp has major implications for the next Avengers. So pretty much like, hey, if you want to know what's going to go on with the fourth one, you need to go see this. And basically what it boils down to is, I'd say from the set photos, it looked like they were reshooting old scenes from the first one. And I had theory about you do time travel, go back to that battle and prevent Thanos from the beginning, and then he can never get the rest of the stones. So, I mean, it's kind of out there now that basically whatever they're going to do, they're going to use the quantum realm to go back in the time and get different things or whatever. Certain people that are supposed to be dead, of course, now, they go back or they go to a different realm and they pull that version of them and then get all the stones, and then it becomes a big thing.
I don't like the whole time travel fixing everything angle.
Yeah.
Kind of, only Star Trek does it well. And yeah.
There's really no other way for that to go because they had already announced the Spider-Man 2 title.
Yeah, I heard that.
And
Far From Home, I think
it was. Can't have Spider-Man die at the end of Avengers and then announce another movie and them already beginning the film. I think it's going to start filming in August. So, yeah.
Everybody knows they're coming back. That's the thing. You know, like, it's only a matter of who's coming back and who actually got next. I mean, we know Gamora's coming back because Zoe Saldana is going to be the next Guardians movie. And I don't know what's going to happen to Vision. I mean, he can kind of fade away, I guess, but it would suck. But
Vision is just kind of worthless.
Badass. I like him.
This implementation of him is worthless. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, after Age of Ultron, he's kind of just almost like an ancillary character. They just pull up when they need a cool scene real quick, and then
He is Hawkeye at this point.
Yeah, and he gives Scarlet Witch more purpose, because other than that, I mean, there's really not much to talk about that whole.
Yeah. Guys are way too cynical.
Other than she lost her accent.
She need to have that accent, all right? Fuck that.
Well, in more comic book news is that I guess they will be doing two Joker movies at this point.
Oh, God.
One with Joaquin Phoenix.
What? I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You didn't hear about that, Mike?
No.
All right. So they are going ahead with a different DC universe, either DC Dark or DC Black. And then whatever would have been the Suicide Squad.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You have a Jared Leto Joker movie coming out.
Which I want to see.
There's also a Joaquin Phoenix based on him being a failed comedian and then turning into the Joker.
What, The Killing Joke?
Yes.
The Killing Joke?
Yeah, what so...
DC.
Oh, God, what the fuck, man? I don't understand.
DC, can we have a chat real quick one time?
Fuck.
If you're
hell.
Out there listening to me, listen to hear this well. Marvel is not coming to Comic-Con this year, and you have but one job. Just one. That is to take advantage of Hall H and have the biggest blowout you can ever have of premiering and dropping good news. This ain't good news. This is terrible.
Jesus,
you are literally going to blow your biggest opportunity in this whole thing. Because if Aquaman looks decent, Shazam looks decent. If you give a Wonder Woman teaser, it's decent. All you really got to do is announce a solo Batman movie and you're good. Anything else, you forget it. And right now, this sounds like you are still headed to just...
I mean, all the fuck they got to do is put out a goddamn Batman movie. I mean, what the fuck
it
is
does
wrong
not
with that?
Matter.
Like, sir,
DC
honestly,
will screw that up.
As much as they would, honestly, if I was sitting in that room, the first thing I would have told them was, if you want to do something different, do Red Hood.
Agree.
Do that whole storyline in one movie.
Agree.
That will work. That will work out well.
Robin is way different from the typical Robin, that whole series. Same thing with the Batman. You still get the Joker element. You literally got one whole package that could work if you do it right. But no, they'll fuck it up. Because that's what DC does. Told you, you need to hire the Beast Gang.
And or if you're going to do this Asian Batman, you can also, well, an old
Yeah, I
Batman.
Heard about that.
A what? Wait, back up? What?
So the dude that was in Iron Fist fighting Danny Rand that everybody looked at and said, wait a minute, why the hell didn't he get cast as Danny Rand? Because apparently he went off of the role. Is now up for consideration to be Batman.
Oh, fuck sakes. Oh, come on, man. This play, y'all just fucking with me, all right?
He's either going to be Batman or the other theory was he'll be Nightwing. Either way, that's the quote-unquote theory.
Keep like, I got to check this out.
Fuck, man.
Meanwhile, Marvel's talking to Jake Gyllenhaal about being Mysterio.
Yeah.
Yeah. And trying to lock that down.
I've heard that. And I like Jake Gyllenhaal. Some movies are better than others. Prince of Persia was on the other day. No.
Right,
that might be part of the whole of this process. He might be looking at a miracle. And, do I need another Prince of Persia on my record?
Yeah, it's like if I press this button on the dagger, it rewinds the time in the sands of time. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
Ah, man.
Ben Kingsley was probably the only good thing about that movie, and everything else was just run of the mill. But yeah, the thing is with DC, I hope that this Wonder Woman movie is a lot better than the first movie. If it's less than that, call it a wrap.
First Wonder Woman, I was actually good up until the third act. I was like, hey, DC, yeah, you actually did something right. I was like, okay.
No. Well,
we're getting somewhere. And then third act came, and I was sitting there like, just had to fuck it up, huh?
Yep.
You found a way, didn't you?
Yep.
I liked it. It was a good movie.
Not saying it was bad. I mean, it's just could have been better.
After Suicide Squad, it's clear Marvel's on a totally different level. Like, I can't rate other comic book films against Marvel. It doesn't work. It'll never work. Try to do it with X-Men. All you want to do is vomit. Like, X-Men Apocalypse, you're just like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Fuck this shit.
It always baffles me because it's not like Marvel has some exclusive material that no one else can get their hands on. Like, you literally have all the reference you need all throughout books. You can Wikipedia half this shit and still make a better movie than half the crap they've come out with. There's no excuse other than you just sitting there making dumbass decisions.
The most damning thing about DC, and Barry, you and I have discussed this ad nauseum, is that their fucking animated series movies have been excellent.
Yeah.
And why they can't take what the fuck they did with the animated series and just do that, it makes no fucking sense.
Well,
I was fine with Batman being like already established. Ben Affleck, that was a good choice.
Like the Damian Wayne stuff, that's another way to get people more exposed to other Batman characters. Ben Affleck shows up with a kid. Like, what the heck is this? Demon Spawn of Ra's al Ghul.
And have you ever seen An Evening with Kevin Smith?
No. All right,
so this is really, really old. It's probably about...
I know what you might be talking about, but go ahead.
But I literally came home one night, and it was on cable at like 3 in the morning. And I was laughing so hard that I had to watch the last half, because I caught the second hour, and then it came on the West one. Like an hour later, so I caught the first half. And then I bind the DVD. If you ever want to borrow it, I'll let you borrow it. Because it's fucking hilarious. But he tells a story in there about when they were about to make the new Superman with Nicolas Cage. And how he got hired to write on the film.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how I feel like DC is. Like, they're that producer that's sitting there going, yeah, like, I hear everything you're saying, what it should be and all that, but, you know, fuck that. Let me get a Bigfoot that just walks out of here and starts fighting Superman. And he's like, huh? Like, Keith, I'm saying, if I ever find a YouTube clip, it is one of the funniest stories I've ever heard somebody tell. Because the thing that he asked Kevin Smith to write in the Superman script ended up being a scene in Wild Wild West.